Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Keke Kiler. Batting second. The second baseman, Alex Camporis. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Herman. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Lou Riggs. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stein. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Lee Stein. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lon Warnicki. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lon Warnicki. And now, play ball. Keke Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Warnicki fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Lombardi settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Lombardi. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallen. Lombardi reaches second base with a double. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Warnicki fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett strikes out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Demery moves to third. Stanhack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Stein covering, for the out. Demery scores. Cavaretta moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gerges. Lee Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Myers. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Myers steals second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0-for-1 in the game. Camporis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lon Warnecke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnecke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman. Herman reaches second base with a double. Gallen moves to third. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gallen scores. Herman scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Stein. Klein moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lombardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lombardi moves to second. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Lombardi moves to third. Two outs. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lee Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. Stein strikes out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kyler is hit by the pitch. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0 for 2 in the game. Camporis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Demery. Camporis reaches second base with a double. Kyler moves to third. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lombardi hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lon Warnecke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnecke is 0 for 1 in the game. Warnecke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Campora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gallen moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Klein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Riggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive towards first. Cavaretta catches it and steps on first to double up Riggs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cavaretta hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lombardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-2 in the game. Myers takes first base on ball 4. Calvin Chapman pinch hits for Lee Stein. Calvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Kyler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Myers moves to second. Hub Walker pinch hits for Alex Camporis. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. Myers moves to third. Kyler moves to second. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Demery throws the ball into Herman, who tags Herman, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Myers scores. Kyler scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Thevenot now playing second base. Emmett Nelson now pitching. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Lon Warnecke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnecke is 0-for-2 in the game. Warnecke bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerges moves to second. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerges scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallen. The throw from Lombardi and he is out, Myers applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lombardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Riggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lombardi moves to third. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Lombardi scores. Riggs moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Riggs scores. Goodman moves to third. It's Reds, 4, Cubs, 4. Fabian Cowlick now pitching. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Myers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman scores. McQuinn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Reds. Emmett Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 1 out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Kyler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Herman catches it and throws to first to double up Myers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Herman hits a fly ball towards left. Herman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Herman. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Thevenau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thevenau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cowlick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Brennan now pitching. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hack bunts towards third. Riggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Cavaretta moves to second. 1 out. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Billy Gerges. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gill pinch hits for Fabian Cowlick. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill takes first base on ball 4. Cavaretta moves to third. O'Day moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thevenau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.